Are you struggling with neuropathy, that painful numbness in your feet, that squishing feeling, those lightning bolts of pain, perhaps in your ankles and other joints and extremities? Hi, this is Marty Terrell for Innovative Wellness Center in Clive, Iowa. Christy Steiger, Innovative Wellness Center. Reach out to Christy and her professional staff if you are struggling with neuropathy like I do. They have turned it around. They haven't reversed it all, but they have attacked it and done it professionally and effectively at a very fair and reasonable price. Avoid the $49 come-on ads in the chiropractic industry. They do not work. And in the end, you'll spend thousands of dollars chasing what is virtually impossible to reverse. Innovative Wellness Center. Elevate your well-being. Give them a call at 515-355-3200. Innovative Wellness Center. At 515-355-3200. All right, good evening. Welcome aboard another edition of Sports Overnight America. Across the country and around the globe here on Sports Byline, TuneIn Radio, iHeart as well. You can use Simple Radio as well, too. And around the globe on the American Forces Radio Network. Marty Terrell, Dominic Jimenez along the way as well. Where do we start? I think the NBA playoffs, right? Even though they're play-in games, and the Lakers would probably be better off losing tonight. We'll break down the games, of course, in the overnight. Maybe the Lakers better off losing to the Pelicans, then take the loser of the Golden State Warriors-Sacramento Kings game, or is it the winner? I have no clue. But the bottom line is they have an easier path, do they not? But so, Lakers-Pelicans tonight at the Smoothie King Arena in New Orleans. And then Golden State, Sacramento tonight. That'll be 10 East. So we look forward to that. You know, listen, NBA playoffs get underway. You know, the Lakers, 47-35. I'll tell you right now, they're as dangerous as Philadelphia is in the Eastern Conference. Philadelphia, to me, is on a collision course with the Knickerbockers. And I think with Embiid, you have to look at the Knicks and the Sixers a whole lot differently. You really and truly do. And that'll be, when will they play? They will probably, we'll get the Heat and Sixers. That's right. So we get the Heat and Sixers tomorrow night, 7 East. We get the Hawks and Bulls, in this play-in tournament. That'll be 9:30 East. So that's where we get started this, Tuesday into a Wednesday. We roll along here with the NBA playoffs. The NHL will follow suit here, pretty quickly. And that's where we get going. The baseball stuff continues. WNBA draft, no real surprises. We'll dip into that a little bit. Lots to get to as we get going here. Tuesday into a Wednesday. We are presented by Vanguard Utility Partners, Randy Byrne, by Iowa EPS and Innovative Wellness Center. I'm Marty Terrell. We'll preview, break down, take a look, NBA playoffs as we get it going here on Sports Byline Broadcast. Don't go away. On a Tuesday into a Wednesday. Keep it right here.
Is switching your wireless service to Total by Verizon easy? Totalmente. And you get unlimited 5G data? $25 a line for 4 lines on the unlimited plan? At an amazing price? With no contracts? Should you switch to Total by Verizon? Definitely. Totalmente. Find a store or switch suavemente at totalbyverizon.com. Monthly rate when you activate without a pay, plus taxes and fees. Discount begins the month after you enroll. Additional terms apply. See website for data management practices.
Life insurance is one of those things that just about everybody needs, but few people actually have. Hey, if you die unexpectedly without life insurance, guess what? You'll leave your family with even a bigger mess. Life insurance will help replace your family's income. It'll help cover burial expenses. Life insurance can even help pay off debt like credit cards and medical bills. Life insurance can even pay for college. And if you own a business and you die, life insurance can help your business from collapsing. It can even help cover estate taxes. Life insurance has never been more affordable and needed. Plus, you can always shop around even if you have a plan and save some money. So call the Life Insurance Quote Line right now for free pricing information.
800-915-9654. 800-915-9654. 800-915-9654. That's 800-915-9654.
One out of two Americans thinks their life is worthy of a book. Here's another startling stat. You may be one of the 15% of people who bothered to start your book and one of the 6% that got halfway through it, but your gem of an idea likely died. Or did it? Some published authors are making significant money, so join the ranks of the successful people that finish their books with help from Dorrance Publishing. Call right now, and our experienced editors and writers will explain to you what it's going to take to get your book completely written, published, and then taken to market to sell it. It's a free consultation, so call right now. Find out how much time and money it takes to finally get that book idea of yours published. Make your dreams happen. Call Dorrance Publishing right now.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. That's 800-485-6003.
Iowa EPS Products was founded in 1980 on the premise of providing the highest quality EPS products and services in the industry. Being family-owned and operated, relationships and loyalty remain the foundation on which this company was built. Providing expanded polystyrene products for commercial roofing and exterior wall insulation, as well as package products and below-grade lightweight geoform fill, Iowa EPS Products is the trusted source throughout the Midwest. Learn more at iowaepsproducts.com.
All right, rolling along here on a Tuesday into a Wednesday Sports Byline broadcast, Sports Overnight America. We'll do the WNBA late. I'll see if I can get Dom to comment, see what his overall consensus was. Look, we Caitlin Clark, Brink, Cardoso, Jackson, Sheldon, Edwards, Reese. Pretty much everything went to form, right? But we'll just see. We'll wait and see if we can get Dom to weigh in, as he is our savant when it comes to the WNBA. Meantime, the men get started. I don't know. You know, the play-in thing, we had the midseason tournament. The Lakers won the midseason tournament. This play-in stuff to me, it's not that it's all that confusing. It's just, I mean, come on, really? Let's get eight teams from the East, eight teams from the West. One plays eight, two from seven, and all this other stuff. But I know, listen, they change these things. They make it so that, the Lakers and Golden State and others, they need them in there. Say what you want. You need those teams in there. I'm watching both tonight. 100% watching both games. You give me Lakers, New Orleans. Zion Williamson is really starting to evolve despite injuries, weight issues, and all the stuff that he's gone through. He could throw that team on his back tonight, and we could be looking at a whole different situation. Ditto, Golden State and Sacramento. That game's got a lot of juice on the West Coast. Two very, very talented teams that you don't really want to play them in the postseason because – if they get healthy and they get their house in order, they're extremely dangerous. Just to give you an overview of what I see right now, I understand Boston being a heavy favorite in the East. I understand Denver being a relatively, and I think a heavy favorite despite the one seed going to Oklahoma City. I get that. But I'll tell you right now, Denver is a whole lot more likely to get back into the NBA Finals and try to defend their world championship than the Celtics. I just don't have a good feeling. And the general consensus around New England with the Celtics is, pressure cooker, big spot, big game, Tatum and Brown, the Jays, they go the other way. Dan Shaughnessy wrote a great piece in the Boston Globe. This isn't the big three of Mikhail, Bird, and Parrish. You know, that's an unfair comparison. These kids weren't even born yet. So, I don't think you should go down that road. These are two highly talented players. They've got role players. Derek White, excellent. I'll tell you what, Pritchard has been great. Hauser can come off the bench and hit. They still got a wily veteran in Horford. Drew Holiday, what a great acquisition. I mean, I hated to see Brogdon go. I hated to see Smart go. But Brad Stevens, their general manager, has done a hell of a job. He really has. But now they have to win, and they have to win big. Anything short of the NBA Finals, and I honestly think, been there, done that, they've got to win it. They've got to put that 18th championship banner up on the rafters of the Boston Garden. Anything less than that will be a disappointment. And that's just an enormous amount of pressure on Brown and Tatum. And I love both players. I really do. These are great players. And we'll see. And they do have the other role players. And one of the weaknesses, and you say this, and people think you're going out of your way to be overly critical. I don't know that I trust Joe Mazzulla, the head coach, in a tight spot, in the midst of a 7-game NBA Finals, pressure cooker city 2 years ago. They wilted. I mean, go back and look at the statistics. Golden State just said, not on our turf. Not happening here. And don't forget, it was Curry, it was Clay, but it was a lot of Wiggins. Wiggins killed him. And Poole, who's long gone to Washington, killed him. So, and that's what great teams do. That's what championship caliber teams do. They have role players step up in the postseason and deliver. And that's exactly what Golden State did 2 years ago in 2022 to win that NBA title. I thought the Celtics and I would puff in my chest out. Up 2-1. Tatum just came off a virtuoso, unbelievable performance. This series is over. They're getting banner 18. And Golden State said not so fast. So that's item one. Injuries, listen, I mean, what do you do with Milwaukee? Milwaukee had a disastrous in-season coaching situation. Adrian Griffin out, Doc Rivers in. Starting the postseason without Giannis, what is his status going to be? We'll try to get that updated. I don't trust Milwaukee. I really don't. There's two teams. Actually, there's three teams in the East that I think you really have to look at seriously. And I'll go through them in order. And I'll start with Philadelphia because of Embiid's back. Nick Nurse, excellent coach, 2019 championship Toronto, had the tools, had the players. Coached extremely well. Golden State, don't forget, Achilles injury to Durant, game changer. And I don't, was Curry hurt in there? Klay Thompson was hurt in that series. So I'm not taking anything away from Nick, but the fact of the matter is he didn't beat the entire Golden State team. History will always reflect they weren't 100% healthy. So Philadelphia, very, very dangerous team. I think they could easily come out of the East. And I'm going to tell you right now, if we get Philadelphia and the Knicks, that is going to be a great series. It just is. What's a bummer is, and here we go back to the injuries, no Julius Randle. That hurts. You would love to see him in there. I hate it when a team's got a key player out. Anybody that plays Milwaukee, if Giannis isn't in there, you're not beating Milwaukee. You're just not beating the full complement of the team. But Philadelphia's gotten healthy, and you've got Embiid, and this is where they're really, really dangerous. And the other team is Miami. They've gotten in Boston's head. They just do. I don't know if it's matchup. Spoelstra, I think, has got Joe Mazzulla's lunch. He serves him lunch. He out-coaches him. He doesn't panic. He's got three-point shooters. He's got rebounders. They defend. They give the Celtics fits. And I guarantee you, to a man, the Celtics in a quiet moment would admit they want no part of Miami. But listen, to be the best, you got to beat the best. And if Miami comes out and ends up in the Eastern Conference Finals, I'm not going to be stunned. I'm favoring Philly right now. I think they're going to beat the Knicks. The Knicks don't have Randle, but Brunson is just great to see him and Maxey go at it is going to be outstanding. But the difference is going to be Embiid. There is no ifs, ands, or buts about that. So I stagger it. Boston's a rightful favorite. Philly 2. I'll go Miami 3. I put Milwaukee. I'll kind of take Milwaukee in the Knicks and lump them together because we just don't know. We just don't know. We'll see. We'll see on the injuries. That's the key right there. Now, in the Western Conference, I put the Lakers right where I put Philadelphia. If they're healthy, you just good luck. If they're playing at a high level, LeBron is what? On the cusp of 40. What's he, 39, 40 maybe? He's right there. He knows 100% this is it. This whole thing, yeah, I know. Bronny's coming out. It's going to get drafted. They're going to play together, father and son. We shall see. Take that, frame it over here. This is, if when you really think about it, this is probably the last vestige of LeBron James at a high level and fairly doable to have the conversation that the Lakers could get to the NBA Finals, because they could. Likely, maybe not. But listen, they rested people, and this is where the Popovich plan works. You rest our players throughout the year, especially in February and March, when you still want to get out there and get them playing. You want to wrap up your seed, yes. But the fact of the matter is, you want your teams healthy. You want them rested. You want them motivated. I think the Lakers are extremely dangerous. I really do. So we'll see. 7:30 Eastern tonight in New Orleans. Double dip TNT. Listen, I knocked the NBA's too long of a season. This, that, and the other thing. When the playoffs start, even the play-ins, gets my juices going. It does, because you just came out of NCAA men's and women's, March Madness. Now it's mid-April, and you got the NBA and NHL playoffs. It's a great time of year. All right, I'm Marty Terrell. We're rolling along here on Sports Overnight America, across the country and around the globe. You're on Sports Byline. Don't go away.
We all love children, and many of us have an old car, truck, or van in the driveway. Find the Children has a great way for you to put your unwanted vehicle to good use. Keep listening. Every year, thousands of kids go missing. Trust me, it's a parent's worst nightmare. When a child goes missing, every moment counts, and you need all of the help you can get. Find the Children is a nonprofit organization dedicated to locating missing children and bringing them home safely. You can help support their mission by donating your car, truck, van, or SUV. A towing company will come and pick up your car for free, running or not, and the donation of your car is tax deductible. Your help is providing the funds they need to continue their services. Call now, donate your old vehicle to Find the Children, and get free pickup. Here's the number.
800-670-7830. 800-670-7830. 800-670-7830. That's 800-670-7830.
What would you do if you had a broken bone? You'd go to the doctor and use your insurance, right? Well, what would you do if you have a serious problem with drugs and alcohol? Most people do nothing until it's way too late. Your insurance can help you get clean and sober with the assistance of a place like the Detox and Treatment Helpline. Many times, addiction treatment is fully covered, so why not use your insurance to treat your addiction problem just like you would if you had a broken bone? And with the Family Medical Leave Act, you're allowed to take time off by law, and your employer doesn't need to know the reason. So there are two good reasons. You've got insurance you can use for your addiction problem, and with the Family Medical Leave Act, it's completely confidential. Call now, 800-771-4125. That's 800-771-4125. 800-771-4125. 800-771-4125. 4125.
Has someone in your family lost a job recently and now you can't afford your mortgage payment? Or do you have a rental property and your tenants aren't paying you? Quick Cash Offer can come to the rescue and pay you cash for your home immediately. Yes, sell your home and get cash all over the phone without dealing with real estate agents and risking your safety by showing your home to lukewarm buyers. You don't need to lose your home to foreclosure. If you have any equity in your home, we will buy it and give you cash within days, all in a simple over-the-phone and virtual process. Call Quick Cash Offer now before the economy gets worse. Sell a home you can't afford or just don't want to get the cash you need today.
800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. That's 800-788-1495.
All right, talking the world of sports here, a Tuesday into a Wednesday. We'll do some WNBA stuff coming up here. Caitlin Clark, number one pick. Brink, number two out of Stanford. We'll just toss that around here coming up in the final segment. Stay on the NBA theme. You know, I've left out Cleveland. And again, it's injuries. I've drawn a line through them. Mitchell's been dealing with that knee for weeks now. Yeah, 15 of their last 21 games he has missed. Now, you can draw that line into, well, you know, if he gets healthy, well-rested, yeah, but you're also, you run the rust risk, right? I mean, great player. But they're big, you know. Allen, Mobley, Garland's been great, but you need a healthy Mitchell. You're not winning without him. So I drew a line through Cleveland. We shall see. You know what's an intriguing team, too? And without Giannis, the Pacers are interesting. They really are. They're dangerous. And it seems like I say that about every team, but they are. Orlando, I haven't paid much attention, but I've seen them in the 10 teams in the Eastern Conference. I've seen them right smack dab in the middle. I should probably pay a little attention. But this Indiana team, they just crank up the offense. They roll the ball out there, and here we go. Tyrese Halliburton, we watched him at Iowa State for years. It's like, man, oh, man, this guy could fill it. So we shall see. I don't know. They don't play a lick of defense. What do they say? Defense wins championships. They could be an interesting team. Halliburton's not healthy either. I mean, I'm saying this about every team, every single team. It's even Boston's not 100%. And I'm amazed because I love looking at the NBA writers, and nobody respects Philadelphia that I've read. And I'm not just saying I'm an outlier, but I think they're going to be an absolute beast. Just look at the numbers with Joel Embiid. Okay. This is simple. 31-8 with him in the lineup. 15-27. When he was out. I repeat, 31-8 with Embiid, 15-27 without him. He's the MVP of the league, but he's not going to win it because you're going to play, what, 65, 66 games? I get it. But he's the most, maybe I shouldn't say the most valuable. He is the most impactful player. I mean, for one team, does not a franchise exist or prosper. But the fact of the matter is, without him, they're a very, very, well, I won't say a bad team, but they're a very bad team, 15-27. So we shall see. They've been banged up all year. Maxey's been dinged up. They've just had a ton of injuries. We'll have to wait and see. And Embiid, you know, he's dealing with a delicate situation too. That knee, I mean, it's as close to 100% as we've seen in a long time, but it's a bulky knee, and who knows? And that's why you have to look at it. With Miami, 46 wins this year. I mean, think about this. Does Eric Spoelstra just continue to do a phenomenal job coaching and we just don't really pay attention? I don't. That's all they do is win consistently. And fact of the matter is their offense can go very, very, very sour in a hurry. But Rozier can fill it up. Jimmy Butler can fill it up. So, you know, can they win a series or two? Yep. Can they get to the Eastern Conference Final? Yep. Are they going to get back to the finals? I don't think so. I really don't. We shall see. And then I didn't even mention Tyler Hero. So, I don't know. The Eastern Conference to me is wide open. And I include that statement or Boston in that statement. I'm nervous. I love the team. I admit it. But I just, I'm very, very nervous. And that coaching situation scares me, puts me on edge. The fact that Tatum and Butler could just go disappear at crunch time, key moments, and they're going to face them. I don't care. The playoffs are tough. You know, I heard an NBA coach say, what's the key to winning it? Well, you need to play well. You need to be healthy. And how many teams have I just mentioned are banged up beyond belief? You've got to, you know, you've got to stay unified as a team. You got to stay in the moment and all those cliches. And then here's the one thing he said, and you need a lot of luck. And I said, luck? Yeah, you need a lot of luck. You do. You need your star players to stay healthy. You can't get all wound up with officiating. We always say that, you know, there's bad officiating everywhere. You know, the officials are no different than players. Officials have slumps too. I mean, a lot of Celtic fans were crying last year about the officiating against Miami. Stop crying. Okay. They had no answer for Otto Bayou. He killed you. And Duncan Robinson killed you. Jimmy Butler. What was it? Game 4, 5? Just absolutely threw that team on his back and said, not in our building. And if I'm not mistaken, they got him once at the Garden. Did they not? I'd have to go back and look. Seems like they did. That's where we are. Okay, Western Conference. To me, it's Denver. Oklahoma City's great. I mean, look what they've done. Look what they have done. What Oklahoma City has done is just flat out amazing. I don't see them enough. I just haven't, but they are dangerous. I mean, Dano has done a great job coaching that team. The fact that they're the one seed is not stunning, but it's remarkable. But to me, it's like Denver. And I think Minnesota is going to be very interesting to see. The T-Wolves and the aforementioned Lakers. What will LeBron and Davis do? Will they really, you know, again, throw this team on their back. Here we go. We can do this at our best. Very few teams can stay with us. We're deep. We go to the bench. We've got role players. Darvin Ham, okay. He's the type of coach where, you know, I mean, I've always said, you know, Darvin Ham's a great assistant coach. The head coach of the Lakers in my world is LeBron. Watch them during a timeout. You ever notice that? You watch that huddle during a timeout. Darvin Ham's just sitting there along for the ride. LeBron's doing all the talking and all the diagramming, pointing around, looking at, it's amazing. So that's where we start. We start tonight with the Lakers, New Orleans, Golden State, Sacramento. And then tomorrow night, Wednesday into a Thursday, we got Miami and Philly, Atlanta and Chicago. You know, and I immediately put Philadelphia and the Knicks together. The Philadelphia-Miami game is going to be a hell of a basketball game. And the home court in Philly certainly could be the difference. And then we roll into the weekend. I love Saturday because, listen, this is where we get the full Saturday and Sunday, the first weekend, right? We roll along here. We're going to get the Knicks in Philly, if I'm right, Orlando and Cleveland. Denver will be, to be determined. They'll host. Minnesota's going to host Phoenix. On Sunday, the Celtics will get the first nod. They'll get the 8 seed. You know, anybody's guess. Indiana, Milwaukee, interesting series. Indiana's going to be, without Giannis, they're going to be favored, at least in game one, on the road. Think about that. Indiana will be favored. And then you got an intriguing series, Dallas and the Los Angeles Clippers. Pretty good weekend, right? We're going to learn something. And, you know, we're going to go to those knee-jerk reactions. You know, if Minnesota gets beat, it's that fan base is going to be, here we go again. Phoenix is going to be difficult. Phoenix has kind of been, by me, Phoenix has been overlooked here a little bit. Anytime you got Durant and Booker and Grayson's been just unbelievable. Just signed, what, a 4-year, $70 million deal? That Suns team, very, very potentially capable of a big run in the postseason. You know, Minnesota, listen, all things being equal, I think this series, and it is equal, I think it's a coin flip. I really do. But I do think that game one for the T-Wolves will be vital. to make a statement to get the upper hand in that series. And again, I'm intrigued by Indiana. I just am. And a lot of it is, yeah, because you're evaluating Indiana, at least for the time being, going up against the Milwaukee team without their best player. So you kind of have to look at that and say, okay, rightful favorite, but we shall see. And then, you know, like I said, you've got to take a look. I mean, Sacramento, Golden State, I watched that game tonight, and I watched that game with the idea that, you know, a lot of people feel like if Golden State gets knocked out and, you know, they don't make any kind of a run here in the postseason, that a massive rebuild will take place. Will it be with Coach Kerr? I think it will. I don't know. I mean, you got to think Klay Thompson probably gone. Draymond Green, who knows? I hope we see a great game tonight, and I like having Golden State involved. I really do. So we should see. We shall see. How about this too? Rozier, here again. That's all we've talked about. Rozier, Miami out. Mitchell Robinson of the Knicks will, I believe, play. Or no, Donovan Mitchell, I should say. I believe he is going to play, but he's not 100%. So there you go. All right. We come back on the other side. I want to dip into the WNBA draft here a little bit. I'll try to enlist Dom here for a few moments. I can't wait. Honestly, Indiana Fever, Chicago Sky up in Rosemont, Illinois, just in the shadows of O'Hare Airport. Home court of DePaul University. That's where the Sky play. Sign me up. Sign me up for Caitlin Clark in Indiana against Vegas and against New York, the Liberty. We'll come back here on Sports Byline. Don't go away.
Get the one and done you want for your dog's monthly protection. NexGard Plus, a Foxalon or Moxidectin and Pyrantel chewable tablets, protects against fleas, ticks, heartworm disease, roundworms, and hookworms, all in one delicious beef-flavored soft chew. Use with caution in dogs with a history of seizures or neurologic disorders. Dogs should be tested for existing heartworm infection prior to starting a preventive. Ask your vet about NexGard Plus chews.
Are you struggling with neuropathy, that painful numbness in your feet, that squishing feeling, those lightning bolts of pain, perhaps in your ankles and other joints and extremities? Hi, this is Marty Terrell for Innovative Wellness Center in Clive, Iowa. Christy Steiger, Innovative Wellness Center. Reach out to Christy and her professional staff if you are struggling with neuropathy like I do. They have turned it around. They haven't reversed it all, but they have attacked it and done it professionally and effectively at a very fair and reasonable price. Avoid the $49 come-on ads in the chiropractic industry. They do not work. And in the end, you'll spend thousands of dollars chasing what is virtually impossible to reverse. Innovative Wellness Center. Elevate your well-being. Give them a call at 515-355-3200. Innovative Wellness Center. At 515-355-3200.
President Biden recently released a massive $6 trillion budget, the largest budget in U.S. history. And guess who pays the bill? That's right, you, the American taxpayer. American citizens and business owners will be paying more taxes. That's a fact. And if you owe back taxes, they will be coming after you to collect payments. In fact, President Biden also hired thousands more IRS agents to go after you. If you got a letter from the IRS and you know you owe back taxes or you haven't filed in years, don't put your head in the sand. Call us today. We've saved our customers millions of tax dollars. One quick, free phone call will show you how we can reduce your past tax bill and save you thousands, guaranteed, or you pay nothing. Call now.
800-949-0039. 800-949-0039. That's 800-949-0039. Paid for by the Tax Helpline.
The good folks at Wendy's have a revolutionary new product for you. Introducing the new Orange Dreamsicle Frosty. It's like a time machine that takes you all the way back to now, the year 2024. It's the classic, creamy, orangey flavor you remember. Dare I say, it's new timey. It's the flavor you grew up with, just all grown up. Head over to your local Wendy's establishment and get yours while supplies last. The new Orange Dreamsicle Frosty. Here for the now, for now.
Limited time only at participating Wendy's.
All right, talking the world of sports here. Let's get him in here, our impresario when it comes to the WNBA. You know, Dom, honestly, I was talking to people and text messaging people today, and they're like, we can't wait. We're going to – mostly Iowa people, but some people down in Florida who I know. Yeah, we're gonna go see Indiana Fever games, no question. I don't think all their season tickets are sold out. I don't know. Just at first glance, before we get to the draft last night, where's the league at right now, in your opinion? You're as big a fan of the WNBA that I know. Where is this league at right now with the emergence of Caitlin Clark and others into this league in 2024? Let's hear. Go ahead.
So I think even before including the 2024 class, which included some very notable figures, not just mm-hmm. Caitlin Clark, but Cameron Brink, Angel Reese, Camila Cardoso, very big names, I'll say that. Without including them, the league is definitely on an upward trend in terms of ratings and numbers, not necessarily in profitability yet. They are still basically subsidized by the NBA, which is cool. Right. It's great. They have that backing. The numbers are up. There's more interest. I think that's kind of been a story that's been a little lost over the last month with Caitlin Clark. Now, again, don't get me wrong. Caitlin Clark has elevated the popularity of the sport. But let's not act like the sport on its own hasn't been on an upward trend. Caitlin Clark's just amplified it, at least at the college level. We'll see how it goes at the professional level. But the WNBA has a very rare opportunity to grow the game exponentially, to take it. And now Caitlin Clark is not the greatest media savvy, huge personality, but she's also not a dud. So she's good enough. So they need to take advantage. I'm not saying make it Caitlin Clark, Caitlin Clark, Caitlin Clark, because I'm a little Caitlin Clark burned out. I'll be honest. It's kind of the LeBron effect. She's so good. Everyone wants a piece of her. Everything attached to her name is huge. So you're just going to nonstop media cycle hear her name.
But
I think the WNBA is in a position where they should continue to do that. Will it drive me crazy? A little bit. But they should absolutely do it, because very rarely do you have an opportunity to – I mean, the women's game outdrew the men's game. First time ever. You have to take advantage of who is one of the, if not the contributing factor to that, and that is mm-hmm. Caitlin Clark, who is now in your league. I'm terrified, Marty, of how much Panini Prizm WNBA basketball cards mm-hmm. are going to cost me. I enjoy ripping them. I like the league. It's like $120 for a hobby box, lots of numbered cards. It's great. I'm terrified of what it's going to cost with the inclusion of Caitlin Clark. And that's her impact across just numbers and ticket sales and all of that. It's everywhere.
Yeah. All right. So I look at the schedule now. They've got the Fever, and I do want to get to the draft. But the Indiana Fever play the Dallas Wings May 3rd, preseason game. I believe they only play two preseason games. Then May 10th, a week later, they play the Dream. That's Atlanta, right? Then they've got the Connecticut Sun, the Fever, the Liberty, I think. Well, no, they play back-to-back games with the Liberty. Look at this. They play back-to-back games with the Liberty. One in Indiana, the next one in Brooklyn. Look at that right there. How much attention will May 16th and May 18th get? A 7 o'clock game, probably like on a Thursday night, and then probably a Saturday or a Sunday. Maybe it's a Friday night. I don't know. But May 16th, May 18th, Liberty Fever. Tell me. I mean, that 1 o'clock game is probably going to be a national game on ABC, wouldn't you think?
It should be, as long as it's a weekend, then absolutely, no doubt about it. Mm-hmm. You talked about last week, maybe a couple weeks ago, about potential rivalries. I'm like, I don't know how much of a rivalry it's going to be, but there are going to be some definitely must-watch games for name value.
Right.
Fever Liberty. It's Fever Aces. That's as good as it can possibly get right now. The Liberty, Sabrina Ionescu, the Caitlin Clark essentially of like 3 years ago. Breonna Stewart, one of the greatest players of all time. Jonquel Jones, former MVP. Courtney Vandersloot, one of the greatest guards of all time in WNBA history. It goes on and on. And then with the Fever, Caitlin Clark. Aaliyah Boston. Lexi Hull, former Stanford player. So there are names that, they may not be household names, but there is name value there. And, you know, I think back to when Jonquel Jones was in the commercial with Trae Young and Boban Marjanovic. It's a shame that people didn't know who she was. I feel like a little bit of a little note saying, hey, this is who this is on the screen would have done wonders for her and the WNBA. So going back to the marketability of it all, I really do hope that they continue to provide more media opportunities for the women and that they can capitalize on the growing popularity.
Okay, let's just take Caitlin one final thing and frame her over here on the left. Will this league have some really good rivalries that don't involve the Indiana Fever with Boston and with Caitlin? Let's hear.
Yeah, I think there's already a rivalry between the Aces and the Liberty. They've met in the finals the last 2 years. Aces have won both times.
Yep.
I take that back. Well, that was last year. The Connecticut Sun was the year prior out of the Eastern Conference. My apologies.
What about Chicago? Wasn't Chicago in there too or no?
Chicago typically has not been a very good team since they won the title. They obviously traded, I'm forgetting their guard, but they traded Kalia Copper, I think. They traded her to Phoenix, and that's how Chicago had two first-round picks. I think that they're a team that's improving. But they
When did Chicago win it? In 2021? I thought they won it in 2021.
I believe so. The Aces have won 23 and 22. So yeah, maybe 2021. It was a few years ago. Yeah.
Candace Parker, right?
I mean, yeah, she won. She went back home. Chicago won the title there, and has been with the and then was with the Aces last season. Yeah.
All right. So aside from Caitlin and the Boston gal. There's going to be some, Stewart, we saw her, she was in Cleveland, and we the media got a chance to talk to her. And, of course, where they went was, what's Caitlin Clark going to mean to the WNBA? Breonna Stewart said, we love it. This idea that these women resent her, maybe quietly they do, but they also know that she's a huge addition. And look at the media. Dom, you just said it when it comes to their trading cards. The jerseys, the merchandising. I'm seeing men buying WNBA jackets and shirts. Guys that I never thought in a million years. I saw crowds in Cleveland and Albany. And it wasn't just Iowa. LSU, Colorado, Oregon State, UCLA. I mean, we had a hell of a draw in Albany. Dom, this has all gone to a whole nother level. I know I'm mixing back in college stuff, so let's just frame it all together, and then we will get to the draft because there's some interesting things, I think, that developed last night. But the state of women's basketball at any level is huge right now, and the ripple effect with young gals now wanting to play and do all this stuff. It feels like a Be Like Mike campaign. That's what it feels like to me. Is that over the top, or where are we headed with this women's basketball? College, pro, you name it. Let's hear.
I don't know if it's like a Be Like Mike campaign, but like I was saying earlier, they should do something like that. It's gonna bug a certain subset of people, myself included. But when you have a player whose popularity is unmatched right now in the game, now that she's technically a professional, there are other players who are in the NBA who are just as popular, if not more popular than Caitlin Clark. But in terms of what's hot right now, you gotta hit people over the head with Caitlin Clark. You talked about merchandise. I'll ask you a trivia question, Marty.
Yep.
Fanatics. Who are the top two jersey sellers all time for Fanatics on draft night? One football player, and obviously I'll give you Caitlin Clark.
Okay, Caitlin Clark, I read that today, and I don't remember the football player. Was it a recent football player?
I want to say he was in the 2020 21 class? That sounds right.
Ooh. 2021, we're in 2024, 3 years ago, number one. Oh my God. Wow, this is good, Dom. Let me think. 2021, it's probably obvious that I'm missing it. Who was it?
Trevor Lawrence.
I wouldn't have guessed that in a million years.
Yeah, so for Fanatics, basically the only size that Caitlin Clark didn't sell out last night was small. Extra small, medium, large, XL, 2X. I don't know if they make 3X or you have to custom order it or whatever, but five of the six, I think you could call normal sizes, not calling anybody that wears a 3X abnormal. I was there at one point. We're all good. But in terms of like the small, extra small and going up, five out of those six first sizes sold out draft night. That's insane.
Crazy. Speaking of draft night, what'd you think? I mean, pretty predictable. How would you assess this draft? Winners, losers, let's hear.
All right, so yeah, I think the first round was pretty predictable. There wasn't going to be a huge deviation. You had the stars, and then respectfully, you had everybody else. The Fever, obviously, winners. You got Caitlin Clark. That's all that matters. And I texted this to you, Marty, last night. I don't know if you saw it, but I think my Vegas Aces didn't Kate have a Martin. First round pick. I think they cleaned up amazingly. They had 3 second round picks. Daisha Fair, who's undersized as a guard, but explosive, playmaker, can score the ball. That was their first pick. Second pick, Kate Martin. Kate Martin, not great at one thing, but when you have a team like the Aces, as evidenced by her time with Iowa, where Caitlin Clark was the star, Kate Martin is a great glue player, a great locker room presence, a great do a little bit of everything player. And when you have a team like the Aces with Candace Parker, Asia Wilson, Kelsey Plum, Jackie Young, Chelsea Gray, Kate Martin's a perfect player off the bench. It's perfect. And then if that wasn't good enough, they go in two picks later after Kate Martin draft Liz Shipley from Virginia Tech, who has a torn ACL. But guess what? 6 games of 30-10 this past season. And you know all those names I just mentioned for the Aces, Marty?
They
don't need her this year, so they can afford to let her recover, rehab in a world-class facility. And the Aces have top-tier facilities out there in Vegas. And then they have a 30-10. 6 times she did that. One of the greatest centers in, I think, ACC history, she's been labeled. That's not a bad player to have next year, especially assuming this may be Candace Parker's last year.
Yeah, and I'll say this about Kate Martin. She's glue. She really is. She's glue. She doesn't make a lot of mistakes. She's very heady player. She's a stabilizing force. She came up huge in that UConn game. They had no – I mean, UConn just was sloppy. They should have been up 20 at the half, and they were only up 6. And the reason, you go look it up, was in large part Kate Martin. It was others, but it certainly wasn't Caitlin Clark, because she had arguably her most struggles all year in that UConn game. Great stuff. All right, we'll come back. What we're streaming about, there's a lot tonight. NBA playoffs, baseball, and away we go. Afternoon game earlier today, Detroit doubled up Texas 4-2. Yes, so we will, and NHL playoffs, right around the corner. So we will look into that next week as we head into the weekend as well here on Sports Byline and Sports Overnight America. All right, I'm Marty Terrell here. We are presented by Vanguard Utility Partners, by Iowa, EPS, Innovative Wellness Center. We're coming right back. If you are with me in the gym, ain't no need to double back, don't even trip. Get with the program, walking playing like a slow jam. This ain't regular. No. I ain't nothing that you settle for. No. Nice try, wrong guy. Maybe next time.
This is a true sad story for ADT, the leader in home security systems. My favorite dog, Oliver, was stolen from our garage recently. If I had a camera system installed in my home from ADT, I would have known exactly what car possibly pulled up in my driveway and stole my little friend. If I had a security system from ADT, my dog would still be here. I called ADT this weekend, and they're coming out in a few days to install a camera and a new security system. Unfortunately, it's a little too late for me. Listen, protect everyone you love in your family. Call ADT now. Have them come out and give you a quote to install a full security system in your home. Don't let it be too late for you. Call right now.
Paid for by the Home Security Hotline. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. That's 800-361-3491.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. That's 800-913-9739.
Everyone watches more than 5 hours of television. Really? And that's not counting mobile viewing. Get Dish TV and make that time worth it. With Dish, you can get hundreds of channels, access to all kinds of sports, tons of movies, premium channels, and more. Another thing that's really cool with Dish is you can watch most of your favorite shows on your mobile device anywhere for a lot less than cable. Yes, that's right. We are asking you to watch more TV and not less TV, but make it better television with Dish this time, anytime, anywhere. So call right now and learn how easy it is to save on your television bill and get the most out of your TV viewing experience. Dial that number and I promise you we're here waiting for your call because we want to save you money and give you better television. We are Dish TV.
800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. That's 800-293-0328.
All right, stay with us throughout the night, the overnight here on Sports Byline, Lakers Pelicans. Jeff and Jen will work on that in the overnight, I'm sure, and then we'll get Golden State and Sacramento. I like the Warriors tonight, and I just have a feeling the Pelicans are going to pick off the Lakers tonight. I really do. Rangers get the President's Cup, NHL. Bruins, Ottawa tonight. Baseball-wise, let me tell you something. The Red Sox are hard to watch. My beloved team, hard to watch. Tyler O'Neill and Devers collided left field Patriots Day game. O'Neill got the worst of it. I don't know if they're going to put him on the injured list or whatever, but he came off the field bleeding. He is a tough nut, though. He is a tough nut. But Alex Cora, my God. I mean, Cutter Crawford is cruising along, pitching well into the fifth and sixth inning, hanging nothing but zeros up there. And boom, right to the bullpen, Cleveland puts up 2-2-2, and six zip the final. Not a big Cora guy. But the manager is an easy target, right? When you lose, you blame the manager. When you win, the manager is a genius. They're just, listen, the Red Sox are a just very, very blasé team. The star quality is Devers, right? I mean, they've got some talented guys, young guys, but I tell you, it's a far cry from 2018. 2013 they won one, 2014, and then, of course, 2004. We'll forget that, right? All right, good job out of the whole crew. Today, again, it's NBA playoff action. We get the double dip of TNT. If you're on the East Coast, that late game is a tough one. to watch and stay up. But yeah, we'll give it a shot. Sacramento and Golden State. Great job out of Dominic Jimenez as well. I'm Marty Terrell. Back at it tomorrow. Eric Burns, who played some Major League Baseball, will join us. We'll talk the boys of summer tomorrow with Eric Burns. Looking forward to it. All right, enjoy the evening. Adios from Sports Byline.